B-Pod Studios.
It's 1 o'clock and you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. All right, Andrew, you want to give me a couple of ones we got?
Yeah, you want to stick local or you want to stick...
No, I want to go more national. I'm having fun the national thing.
All right, so somebody, I want to give the guy his credit if I could find his tweet. I've been going through a bunch of them, but he went football and he went Tennessee. And my apologies because I can't find where you're at, but you ready for the miracle?
Oh, the Music City Miracle. Yeah. That's a great one. Yes.
Do the Titans have a miracle left in them in what has been a magical season to this point? If they do, they need it now. Christie kicks it high and short. Going to be fielded by Lorenzo Neal at the 25.
Yeah,
pitches it back to Wycheck. He throws it across the field to Dyson.
He's got something. 30, he's 40, got something.
50,
he's got it.
40,
he's got
50,
it.
20, 10.
He's got
5,
it.
End zone. Touchdown, Titans. There are no flags on the field. It's a miracle. Tennessee has pulled a miracle.
Wow. The Music City Miracle. That was wild. Oh, my God. That's crazy. The great one. Who was that?
John T. on
nice
Twitter.
Nice job, John T. All right. Need all your moments, and you can give us a call, and we'll catalog them. We'll play them for you as well.
I'll play this one because there's 1,000 people since sent this one in.
All right.
So I might as well just play it.
Yeah.
They go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
Officials on the far side have already walked away now after seeing it. A national championship buzzer beater for the title.
Wow. Wow. I forgot. That's outrageous. You know, we got robbed of the tournament.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I can't. To be fair, I'm gonna text Jay. We got to get Jay on tomorrow. I miss him. I miss him. We got robbed of the tournament, Andrew. How about that moment? That's a great moment to share with the kids. That play. That's a national championship. Are you kidding?
Yeah. He wins it all. And it's a local team, which I'm sure I'll like even more.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great one.
Yeah, a lot of good ones on Twitter. A lot of good ones.
All right, we'll try to get some more. And well, I want to do this. I hope people are taking the pledge. Please let me know if you're taking the pledge. Karate Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic KM. What's happening?
Anthony, Andrew, let me greet y'all with my favorite salutations. If it's a couple of y'all, what's up, y'all? If I'm greeting just one of you, what up, y'all?
There you go. That's a great salutation, yo.
As yo covers everything, rolls off the tongue, fits in every scenario.
Yeah, give me a salutation by the end of the call, Andrew.
Oh, I'd love to take part. Love to take part. Listen, I got two things for you and the little master watch. Number one, I'm loving that you got him watching the Tyson highlights. Let's give him credit to his millennial eyes. Let's give him something new to look at. And in the world of heavyweight boxing where you don't got great fights, watch the Klitschko-Joshua fight. Amazing, amazing heavyweight fight. They both get dropped a couple
yes.
times. You think the fight's going to be over a couple times, and they just come back. Both of these guys got crazy cardio, could bounce and throw punches for days. And I just sent you guys a picture on Twitter. That moment that Anthony Joshua stretched out Klitschko's neck and made him look like a giraffe, bro, like, unreal how these guys are still alive. Boxers in general.
That I agree. You know, they are amazing athletes. They truly are. I was sitting there watching last night, and I forgot how much I missed it.
Oh, cuz, let me tell you. You know I train in martial arts. I train 5-minute MMA rounds. I train 3-minute boxing rounds. And 5 minutes of 5 rounds of MMA is brutal. There ain't nothing in the world like 12 3-minute rounds of boxing. And you said it. You said it the best. Like, take the average person, just keep their hands up for 3 minutes. Kids, it's unreal how difficult it is. The cardio, the skills it's involved. And cuz, I got something for you.
A few years ago, this is when I was at the other station, before I started doing the mornings, and I unfortunately got completely out of shape. I was working out with Ace, and we were at the gym, and we would go to the box. We'd do our boxing gym, and I remember thinking, you know, just sparring for a minute, you were dead a minute, and you couldn't even keep your hands up. Just sit in the ring, go around the ring, the arms up for 3 minutes. Forget about it.
I mean, you're talking just arms too.
Yeah,
you're talking standing still. You got to be on your toes.
No, we were talking about, and we would spar with the headgear on, and you do it for a minute, and by the end of that minute, you're gassed, and you want to do 3 rounds. Crazy.
Cuz, I got a follow for you. Remember this name, Ryan Garcia. If you don't know his name already, I promise you, he's going to be the next biggest marketable boxer in the game. Look up his highlights.
Which weight class?
He's probably got to be about $130,
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that. But okay. He's tall. He's taller than the entire weight class. His gym work, if you look up YouTube videos and the gym work, his gym work is up there with the best you've ever seen, with Floyd, with Sugar, with the best gym work you've ever seen. All right, let's see him in the ring.
Do you like Fury?
Love Fury. Love him as a boxer. Love his style. He's great on social media. I think Fury is the real deal and would last in any era.
Really?
Of heavyweight, but absolutely.
Yeah, that's interesting. He's
My
tough.
Man is ruthless.
Yeah, he's tough.
Ruthless. And again,
yeah.
It comes down to cardio.
Yeah.
And you've seen him damn near die.
Yeah.
When only knocked him out, and for some reason the referee said, he'll be okay. And then he popped up like the Undertaker from WWF.
Right?
So he's proven his chin. He's proven his cardio. He's knocked out the best, at least in this era. Yeah, Tyson Fury is the real deal.
Hey, how about this, KM? So Tyrone hits me up. He's 20-0 with 17 knockouts, and he's only 21 years old? Garcia?
Dude, that's Garcia. Oh, and look up.
Holy
look up Garcia
moly.
Knocked out guy in 2 punches. He a couple fights ago,
in.
It took him 2 punches, 2 knockdowns. Referee said, get out of here.
I got to dive back into it, man. That's awesome. 20-0, 17 knockouts? Damn.
You're talking Hearns. He's taller than the division.
I love Hearns, man.
He's the division.
Yeah.
And he's just got that long, like NBA style kind of body.
Yeah. That's cool,
check him
man.
You and Moss will love him. And
that's plus, awesome, bro.
Talking to his millennial eyes. It'll be nice and colorful.
I love it, man. Great stuff. Thank you, KM. You're the man, brother.
Love
Appreciate
you, guys.
It. Love you. Oh, wait. Give him a salutation, Andrew. Oh.
All right, we got to end the second round because we still have him. There was one left. I had to save for somebody. The number 2 seed, Cuz, versus the number 10 seed, Man.
Cuz. All the way, Cuz.
What do you mean, Cuz over Man?
Nah, you see, because Cuz is not only multiracial. It fits everywhere. It's casual. It's your family.
Thank you.
Come on, Cuz is all the way.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. You're the man, KM.
Love you guys.
Love you, buddy. Take
yeah,
it easy.
Cuz.
You're out, man. What's up, man?
I don't hate Cuz, just, you know.
Sometimes. You have a little hate on the Cuz.
I like the Cuz. I just use man all the time.
You do use man. I like the way you say it. Like, it's very endearing the way you say
What's
it.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. What's up, man? I'll walk in or you call me. You and I now, it's amazing you're not sick of me because we talk constantly. What's up, man? What's up, man?
I'm in my natural element. You know? What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's up, man? Kaz. What are you going to do, Kaz?
Believe it or not, I do have the next highlight.
You do? What do you got?
Well, for the next caller.
You already have it. Eric?
Yes, believe it or not.
All right. Now, listen, I'm open-minded here. Any sport, I'm in for any sport. I don't care what it is. We got to build these moments. And I want you to go on Twitter, and I want you to do the hashtag, make it a movement. How's it work, Andrew? I have no clue.
Well, I mean,
you get the hashtag into being something.
They just respond to your tweet with hashtag share sports moment. And once more and more people use that hashtag, it becomes a thing.
Well, I want it to become a thing with with the kids. I want this thing to go.
Yeah, it's in response to your tweet about, you know, we're doing this for the kids. And
all right.
Hashtags share. You don't want to do it too long of a hashtag.
Now. I know. I'm too wordy for Twitter. That's why I never jive with me. I'm way too wordy. Especially in print, and I can't do short and stuff. I'm a horrible tweeter.
Right.
Horrible. Horrible. I can't even use contractions. Like, I'm terrible. Let's go to Eric in Trenton. E, what did you say, Eric?
I'm happy that you're a terrible tweeter because I hate that medium. I want to go back to the first flag-to-flag race for NASCAR on the biggest stage, ABC.
Now, explain this whole, because remember, it's a hole in my game. So explain the whole thing. Is it the Indianapolis 500? What is it?
No, it's the Daytona 500. It's okay. 1978. It's the first televised flag to flag, start to finish, because they used to have it on Live All the Sports where they just show a little bit of it and then they would go back.
Oh, it's the actual first race ever televised?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Flag to flag, and Dale Yarborough was out in front. Donnie Allison was in second. Donnie Allison makes a slingshot move on the last lap going down the back straightaway. Yarborough blocks them. They bang doors. They bang doors again. Allison ends up in the grass. Yarborough crashes. They come to a rest in the third turn, and now you got a brawl going on.
They start fighting. And you saw this on television?
Yes. And then Donnie's brother, Bobby, came around.
Of course he's got a brother Bobby. Every one of those dudes got a brother Bobby.
So it was like a battle royal.
Are you going to be kidding? By the way, Eric, you should be you should broadcast your NASCAR. Well, you would be perfect.
Would I?
Yeah.
I mean, I love racing.
I know you do.
The dirt car racing's a lot better than NASCAR racing because it ain't like a 3-hour marathon. You know, you got a bunch of little races. And
take a look here, Eric. Andrew has it. And this could be the first time ever in my 20 years that I've ever heard a NASCAR call in the history of my life. And never talked about it. So this is a first, my man. You ready? Here you go.
The white flag is out. One lap to go. This is it. Last lap. Stand by for two of the greatest fiddling here, fidgeting with first place. Six of the strikers in the last lap. Trying to take it home. It's all
down.
Out of turn two, Donnie Allison in first. Where will Cale make his move? He comes to the inside. And throws the block. Cale hits him. He slides. Donnie Allison slides. They get again. They drive into the turn. They're hitting the wall. They're head on the wall. They slide down to the inside. Let's watch those third place cars. They're out of it. Who is going to win it? Two cars are out. In the backstretch are the leaders. Watching for the leaders to come. They're still up in turns three and four. Here they come. Walsh trying to slingshot. Petty is out in front at the line.
consider defeat.
Wow! Andrew, that was sensational! Eric! Let this be a first, man!
Was that a good moment or what?
That's a great moment! I'm in! I want to share it with Massimo! First time I'll ever watch more than 3 seconds of an auto race!
And there's a fight!
Eric, great job, man!
Yeah, I mean,
that might be your best call in history you've ever called. Great job. How about that? What a shocker. Andrew, it sounded fascinating.
Yeah.
It sounded
the final lap.
Actually fascinating.
You just have to forget about the first 499.
Whatever. It sounded, I got to be real. I wish I was, but I'm not a gearhead. I wish I was. I envy that skill. But that was awesome. That was really good.
It's pretty entertaining. The two cars slamming into each other.
It was. Whoever's the broadcaster was great.
He did a great job.
He did. He got me excited. And here's the other thing, too. You could put bells, the Rocky bells, behind anything, and they work.
It's like when we did the Sixers Heat game. With Michael Carter Williams and all those guys.
It worked.
Yes.
You can get the dullest moment ever, and it would work. Absolutely tremendous. Mickey in Atlantic City. Yo, Mick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fellas, what's going on?
What are you doing, Mick? Mickey's the best. That's a great name.
You have been absolutely killing me with this Hagler-Hearns fight. I remember it like it was yesterday watching it with my brothers. And I don't know if it was because of that fight or because of the fight with that dude, Vito.
Yes, Vito! It's a Furbo!
I specifically remember Hagler did a TV commercial for Pizza Hut. And he's got the piece of pizza, and he's about to take a bite, and he looks up at the camera, and he says, I wonder what my opponent's eating for dinner tonight. And then he goes, probably soup. It was.
Wow! Are you going to be kidding me? I kind of vaguely remember this. That's tremendous.
It comes up. Probably soup.
Andrew! Find that, Andrew!
Two clips you got to play for Massimo is the Lito Shepherd hit on Reggie Bush, and then, of course, the Keith Byers hit in the Giants game where he puts the, I think it was Carl Banks. Pepper Johnson.
Yes.
Puts him in the stands.
Sheldon Brown on Reggie Bush, and yes, Byers, Pepper Johnson block. That's genius, Mickey.
All time. Enjoy that commercial.
Thanks brother. Great stuff, Mick. That's great. Two good moments, too. Sheldon Brown, Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush getting his Heisman back. And Byers, Pepper Johnson. They were like best friends. And Byers planted them. You had the commercial, the Pizza Hut commercial?
I got to do some digging.
He said Google comes right up.
Yeah, I'll get it. Right. I got the Sheldon Brown one first.
You got Sheldon? All right, let me hear.
Some time tonight, very deep at the wide receiver position.
Now Reggie Bush lines up as the tailback. Reese slings it out to Bush. Ball is knocked away and an incomplete pass. And a crunching hit put on by Sheldon Brown. And Bush takes a while to get up.
That's a horrible call.
Awful.
That stopped him.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yes, yeah.
That was a playoff game.
Due respect. Because we did some of these 80. We did the Sixers-Lakers finals. He was all right in those. Spry.
Yeah, he was not spry in that one.
No. And then that was, what, 2000, early 2000s? Yeah, and he's still doing it.
That was mid-2000s. That was 06. Yeah.
And we're at 2020 now, and he's just kind of.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rolling. Action. This is the first time that my mother's probably watching me on television and she's not closing her eyes.
This is Marvin Hagler.
Marvin Hagler.
That was the worst commercial I've ever seen.
That was Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
He didn't say the soup, though. The soup line.
No, there's no soup line.
I'm in on the soup line. Yeah, Marvin. Marvel's Marvin. He was a bad dude, though, Andrew. Marvelous Marvin was bad nasty, man. He was a bad actor.
Yeah.
that was a funny thing. The boxers back then got, they're the ones who got the commercials. It's amazing how that sport, how it really kind of fell off. Because those guys were the greatest title to hold. More than Mr. President was champ, heavyweight champion of the world. You were viewed as the baddest man in the world. Now that meant something back in the day, Andrew. You're the baddest man in the world.
Yeah, that'd be a nice little title.
That's a great title, man. You're the champ. What's up, champ? And now we have with us today the heavyweight champion of the world. Good evening, champ. That's what they would say. That was a big deal. Let's go.
I have another great commercial from a superstar boxer.
You do?
Action.
Go now.
Action.
In the morning, I splash it on and it makes me meal mainly.
Oh, God. It's so dumb. I love it. It's so dumb, though.
Wait. You're going to tell me, first of all, that he couldn't read?
And then Rocky 3.
Right. Rocky 3, all of a sudden, he lost his accent. He's got the Wall Street Journal. Right? Rocky 4, he's now doing, world relations.
Yes.
He's like an ambassador. And Rocky 2, he's meal manly.
Yes.
He can't read.
And Rocky 5,
he can't read.
Rocky 5 is back in his apartment and he's training.
Rocky
Tom
5, he can't read again.
Yes.
What'd you say? Hold on. In the morning,
I splash it on, and it makes me smeal mainly.
Smeal.
You mean Masamoto's want to watch that scene?
Oh, that's great. That is classic. All right, sit tight. We got some great ones that you're going to hear. Wow, the 94 World Cup final. Dude, we got to keep this going, man. I'm enjoying this. This is tremendous. All right. We got a lot of bust out ones straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. It's Cuz Radio with the Chewiness. Let's talk a little DraftKings, shall we? Because golf is back. And we had a couple good ones. We had the Vern Lundquist call of Tiger shot in the Masters. That was incredible. Well, this weekend, we got real golf, a real sport. That's it. A real American sport, even though the trophy is reserved for the winner. The big cash winnings don't have to be. To add to the excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. It doesn't get any closer to a major than with all the heavy hitters taking the course. DraftKings Sportsbook is the place to get all your bets in for this weekend's tournament. Head to the app right now. Check out all they have to offer, including player props, day-by-day action, even hole-by-hole live betting. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe, secure, and reliable betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it all off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering special odds boosts, promotions throughout the weekend. You don't want to miss it. Download the top-rated sportsbook DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for a limited time. All new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Just enter code FANATIC when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match. Each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling prompt, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
One o'clock, Al, brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong and celebrating 50 years serving the people of Philadelphia. Visit injurylawyers.com.
Let's go, man. 128. A lot of fun. I want to keep this up for a while. Because if we can build the catalog of what we want to do, then we can start doing sharing the sports moment with the kids of the Delaware Valley and beyond. You got a little one, boy, girl, who's into sports. Let's build the catalog and do a couple a night. Good way to build the bond with your kid. I'm doing it with mine. And I can just the way he was doing it last night. He was eyes. He had the big saucer eyes going. He was into it. Wow. Especially the boxing stuff was really kind of cool to see him and really be interested in that. It was funny. It was almost like I could picture myself. I remember the first time I saw like great boxing. And back then when I was a kid, it was big. It was, you know, you had it was the end of Ali, Frazier,
right.
Incredible heavyweights, George Foreman, Ernie Shavers. And then it was, you know, into the Leonard and Hagler, Duran, Larry Holmes was the heavyweight champ. And then named it Tyson later. That Tyson stuff is,
missed all of it, man. I missed all of it.
It was awesome. Great stuff. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chuck, hey.
How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Chucky?
Doing all right. How's everybody doing? How you doing, Andrew?
Great.
Fantastic. Now, look, I know it's got on y'all's high point, but it was a fantastic sports moment history, not only because it was just a great play at the plate, but a lot of people don't know that that was Barry Bonds who threw that ball that got beat out in game 7.
Wait. You got to say your moment. You got to tell us your moment.
All right, so it's the 92 NLCS game 7. Cabrera's up to bat, and they were playing a little bit out on shortstop, and he just drove it between the third base and the shortstop, and Sid Breen scored from second. But if anybody knows anything about Sid Breen, about that time, his knees were really bad, and he was just, you know,
Sid
nobody
Breen from the Pirates.
Him.
Yeah, man,
Sid
Braves,
Breen,
Pirates.
Yes, he was playing for the Braves.
1992. Game 7, NLCS. Wow.
That's a big game. I mean, I know
that's
the Braves
a great one. No, that's
there, it's a great game.
No, I agree with you. That's fantastic. In fact, we got it, Chucky. Take a listen. Right. Relive that moment.
Francisco Cabrera comes to the plate to bat for the pitcher. He hacked at the 2-0, now the 2-1. Line drive and a base hit. Just as the score of the tying run. Breen to the plate. And he is saved. Saved at the plate. The Braves go to the World Series. The unlikeliest of heroes wins the National League Championship Series for the Atlanta Braves. Francisco Cabrera. And Atlanta pulls out game 7 with 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Wow, Chucky. Good stuff, man. That's a great moment.
It's been a great day. I love this show, and I like what you're doing. I'd like to keep it going. It's really cool just to hear it. You know, go back in the day. I like the Cale Yarbrough. I've seen that. You know, I've seen that video. So.
That was amazing. No, without a doubt, Chuck. We're going to do this. You know, listen, we got some time before sports starts, so we're going to keep that as a kind of a staple on the show. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. That's a great moment. That's definitely shareable. Who was on the call? That was Monday Night Football. It was with Gruden.
Was Tirico?
No, his father.
McDonough.
Yeah, it's Joel McDonough.
I thought it was Costa at first, but yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
McDonough.
It was McDonough. His voice cracked at the end during the call. That was a great. That was it. He actually was a good baseball guy.
McDonough?
I like him college basketball, college football. He was good in baseball.
I think he's good at football, too. I just think it didn't work well with Gruden.
Yeah, he wasn't. I don't like him NFL.
I thought he was good.
I like
it's just
Cows.
It's just Gruden was so, like, Gruden obviously a good analyst, but he's also, you know, he's a character. Whereas I think Tirico and Gruden were perfect together. They were just fantastic. Whereas McDonough's very, you know, let me call the game. And then Gruden does his fun nonsense, and you're just and they just didn't jive. I don't think the two of them worked well together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. I agree with that.
McDonough's great. I remember...
he's quality. I agree with he's quality.
I might have it because I had him on actually after Villanova won the championship. I have his somewhere, his game win, his game winning call. And again, incredible.
Well, think about it. Well, we got to, you know, listen, we're going to keep this up. I want to go to Jeff in Manhattan. Jeff has a great one, the 94 World Cup. Did you have this, Tunis? You got it? Oh, that's awesome. Jeff, how are you, buddy? Good day.
What's going on, cuz?
How you been, man?
Dude, what's going on? How are you?
Good. How is how's Manhattan?
Trying.
Yeah.
It's difficult, man. We actually went to the Flyers Sabres game on March 7th. We came back on the 8th that Sunday morning, and we have not left a 4-block radius since then.
Wow, that's wild.
Like, man, literally have not gotten in a car. I have not gotten in a car.
That's wild. Oh, man. Are you working from home?
Yeah, we both are, actually. But I had to give you a call today because the kiddos need to hear Roberto Baggio kicking the final penalty shot of the 1994 World Cup over the bar to lose in penalty shootout. They have to hear it. I know Tunis, I think he's got it wrapped up.
Yes, he does. So set the scene for us, would you, Jeff?
So it's Pasadena, California, July 17th, 1994. It's Brazil versus Italia, and Roberto Baggio might be the best player in the world. I didn't have time to look it up, but I think he won the Ballon d'Or, which means you're the best player in the world. That's like Lionel Messi, he won this year. Ronaldo, that type
of
player.
And so yeah, it's World Cup, and they're in penalty kicks, World Cup, PKs.
They're
right?
In penalty kick shootout with Brazil in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl. And Baggio comes up, and he's the best player in the world. You think he's going to bury it, and he doesn't.
Wow. All right. Here, yeah. Listen to it. We got it, Jeff. Hold on. Here you go.
Got it.
Brazilian simply has to score himself, and Brazil win the World Cup. So the pendulum has swung wildly against Italy now. Roberto Baggio, the saviour of Italy throughout this tournament. He's missed it, and Brazil win the World Cup. Baggio stays rooted to the spot, has hardly moved.
Wow.
How do you miss that?
Like, wow, and he's the greatest player in the world.
At the time, he was. And the thing was that was our best soccer team that we've ever had. So that's the Alexi Lalas, Kobe Jones, Marcelo Balboa, Claudio Reyna. That was that team. And it's the farthest we've ever gone in the World Cup since. We've never gotten that far ever again. So I thought that was
that's
a good
one. That's a great moment. I will definitely bring. That's awesome, man. Fantastic, sure. Jeff. Thank you, brother. Listen, be safe, all right, buddy, up there?
We got it. I'm always checking in. You guys have
thanks, Jeff. Take it easy, pal. That's awesome. That's a great one. And that's a good bust out.
Baggio stays rooted to the spot.
Why?
Love that.
That's a great call. He stays rooted to the spot.
Love that.
You know what's cool is I'm into all the sports, like, with this thing. Like, I want to share every great sports moment. Not to, you know, usually I just go, here's football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, right? But to add all the other sports is great. Speaking of baskets, real quick, I got to play this. This is Woj. You had the Woj cut, Andrew? We were talking this morning about, remember, the NBA in Orlando, right? The NBA playoff bubble. And there's a lot of players. There's, like Woj had said, 30 to 40 players that are uneasy about going. Now, part of it is if you're a guy that's playing on a team that's got no chance to win, are you really interested in going? And, you know, you really want to get cooped up, go down there to be fish food and risk catching a virus? Well, here's Woj earlier today.
There are players and a growing number of players who have more than a hesitation about going into that bubble, who might want to talk more with the Players Association, the league, about making that commitment. And those conversations have been ongoing really for the past several days. There was a call. There have been a couple conference calls among a significant number of players, and there's been a lot of, you know, one-off conversations among players. And Greeny, I think it's a combination of several things. I think largely, I think players in the last week or so have really gotten a better sense of what living in a bubble and playing in a bubble, you know, what it will include and how limiting it is, how restrictive, how isolating it will be. The fact that they can't leave it, they can't go outside of it, and they can't have visitors come in, and none of them would be able to have any family able to come in till at least after the first round of the playoffs. And I think there is a group of players that they would like to see some of this, the quarantine elements of this, loosened and softened. And I think there are other reasons. There are teams, players on teams who know they're not going to win a championship in there, that financially this doesn't make a big difference to them in terms of what they're going to make. And I think the Black Lives Matter movement, I think that is playing a role in the conversation among players. The league and the Players Association, they might announce as soon as today or tomorrow all the elements, the safety protocols, all the agreements. We've reported a lot of what it would look like. And, you know, there is right now some unrest within the ranks of the players.
What do we know about just how in jeopardy the whole process might be?
I still think that the NBA will return in July. I do think there'll be players who won't be a part of it. I think it'll be more so on teams outside of the championship contenders.
Wow. There you have it. So you're going to see some of the lesser teams not have players. Like Damian Lillard may not show up.
Yeah, and he said some players financially doesn't matter.
Right.
Like if you're league minimum, somebody pointed out, like, well, what if you're on the league minimum? All right, that person might show up. But yeah, if you're somebody that's on a max contract,
if you're Dame Lillard,
you go,
you've been paid for most of the year anyway.
Right, exactly.
So there's nothing to entice them to come and play. That's going to make it bogus, you know.
Big time.
If there are no, if there are players, there's 30 players that don't show up in the playoffs, it's bogus.
I mean, think about the 1-8 matchup. Like, that's already kind of a,
right,
it's a route. But if the 8th seed, like, top three players aren't playing, now it's like, really?
Right.
Like, you're playing the G League of the 8th seed.
Right. No, it's true.
And all of a sudden, they just have four games. It's pretty much a bye in the first round.
Yeah.
You get to play. But let's say it's Lakers and whoever the 8th seed is. Let's say it's Grizzlies and, you know, Valanciunas isn't playing. John Morant's not playing. You know, LeBron doesn't have to play 40 minutes.
Right.
LeBron plays 20 minutes, gets his rest, too.
It says something, man.
Yeah. We have a poll on it, by the way.
What do we got?
Of course, poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning is open and able to assist you with any emergency service and replacement needs, including installation of air scrubbers and other air quality products. Visit MarvinEcans.com. And I'm not surprised by the results because we are regular people that are voting on this poll. But the question, if you're the 12th man on an NBA team that has little to no chance to win the NBA Finals, would you bother going to the Hub in Orlando? 69% still saying, yes, I would go. But again, we are everyday people. If you ask the 12th man on the 8th seed, he's probably just going to straight up say, nah, what's the point? We might be saying yes because it's, oh, well, you guys are making millions of dollars to play sports. Go out there. But they, the players that are making the millions of dollars, are just like, I already have a couple mil in the bank. What do they, you know, what do I care?
That's amazing.
Give another kid a shot.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to make it bogus. Well, I don't care as long as he plays. It's all that matters. I get to see him beat and Simmons. And the good news with the NHL playoffs, July 10th, will be training camp. So we're assuming 3 weeks of camp, and then let's go. And in July, we'll get pucks. Cause Radio Tune is 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
A lot of fun today, man. We're, again, this is the quest for 1,000 moments for the kids, and we're going to do this together. And, you know, if you're younger and you got like a nephew or whatever, little brother, whatever, this is all part of it. Do it for yourself. One of the other things, too, is Andrew, the playback today, a lot of fun, Sixers, and that was that Sixer-Clipper game. And that was brought to you by
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com and find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Who we got? We got...
I got another moment for you.
You got another moment for
us? This one comes from me because you mentioned all sports.
Yes.
What about the Professional Bowling Association or whatever it's called?
Now, if you could make bowling sound interesting with... the bells.
Well, do you know the legend of Pete Weber?
I do not.
You don't know the legend of Pete Weber?
No.
He is... nobody cares about bowling more than Pete Weber. I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Here comes his winning strike for a championship.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it.
That's Pete Weber's voice?
Yes.
Wait, let me hear his voice again.
Strike to claim it. A strike to claim it. And he got it!
Another five!
Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
I am.
Oh, my God.
He, yeah, he's insane.
Pete Weber.
I remember that, like, that just went viral and that happened. That was a while ago.
How long ago was that? Pete Weber.
I mean, that video
was
posted.
I'll put my Uncle Carmen up against him.
That was 2012. The video was posted. I don't know exactly.
Oh, that's classic.
Yeah, he wears sunglasses when he bowls.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's insane.
I go Uncle Carmen over Pete Weber.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Carmen Tomasetti greater than Symbol Pete Weber. How about that?
I don't agree. Pete Weber, man. I mess with Pete Weber.
How about that? All right, tell me, do you have the Tyson and Holyfield? Do you have it?
I have all kinds of Tysons. I have to get
you have the Tyson Holy. You have the Tyson ear?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
You got it? Because that's coming up next. I want to hear this one. We got a couple boxing ones coming. Great stuff, too. All kinds of great ones coming up next. Tasty Cake, Dom. What do you say, Tasty Cake?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe that's, you think that's too grotesque for Mossy. I mean, you're asking me the most memorable.
No, he likes to watch. He and I watched Rampage and Jaws, and he likes all that stuff.
Well, Ant, that's got to be top five in our life. Never before had anything like that happen.
I sat ringside, and the ear flew right by me, Dates Cake Dom. I mean, literally, I saw the thing. I saw him bite it. And then spit something. I didn't know it was the piece of his ear. I just saw him. I saw him spit out his mouthpiece, and he goes and bites him. And you could see kind of he's doing that. And then he spits out the piece of the ear. And like I'm sitting because I was covering it for the post.
Unbelievable, right, Ant?
It was outrageous.
And Mills Lane is telling him the first time he bit him. You know, yeah. I mean, in other words, do you think Tyson was trying to get?
It was insane. That was, yeah, he was definitely trying to get DQ'd.
Holyfield was going to beat his rear end.
He knew it. And the second one, he tried to break his arm.
It's unbelievable. The only thing in the history of boxing, if you remember this, Ant, real quick, you remember Andrew Galata? That's another imbecile.
Ah, yes. The Galata.
He punches Riddick Bowe in the privates and gets the. And then in the rematch, he does the same daggone thing.
Dude, there was a fight. I don't know if you remember this. There was a riot at Madison Square Garden. A Galata fight. It was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. It was unbelievable. It was a riot. And I was at the MGM Grand that night when Tupac was shot.
Oh, my God.
And there were shots that rang out at the casino. They shut the casino down. And I was covering the fight. It was unbelievable.
Hey, that era of boxing. Remember the guy that Evander, the guy that flew the kite into the ring?
Oh, that's another one. That was crazy.
That's all within 4 years of each other, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, Tasty Kate, listen to this. Here we go. We got it.
Oh, and some nasty stuff in there. There needs to be a bite almost. Holyfield is very unhappy. Look at this. It looked as if Tyson bared his teeth at one stage in the exchange.
Yes,
bit his ear.
He bit his ear. That's what Holyfield was in. A lot of pain from that. You see the blood on the ear. That was definitely a bite.
Yes.
Well, feelings are running very, very hot indeed.
Wow, there it is. Tasty Kate. Great one, brother. Great stuff, my man. Appreciate it. Wow. How about that? There's a spot of blood.
That's awesome.
He bit the ear. Mikey Mist coming up next. He's got the night. Hope he doesn't spill the coffee. Comes coming up next. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, shoulder injuries and conditions. Visit PhiladelphiaHandAndShoulderCenter.com. Everybody have a great day. Don't worry about it. If you didn't get in, we're going to be doing this. It's been a theme, so I need your help. As the summer comes on and we turn to sports, I'm going to need you with this stuff as we're going to share our great sports moment with the kids of the Delaware Valley, starting with my Massimo. Have a great day. Stay tuned for Mikey and Tyrone and Nat up next. See you tomorrow.